Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Nailed it. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Those are Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. 330 country, I'm in or I'm out? That is the Twitter question, uh-oh, Ike. Now, I know you are on the fence.
Yes.
330 country. What do you think the poll is at? So last time we did it, it was a yes. Where do you think it's at today? Because Jack's taken liberties a couple of days.
He got a little
more country.
I know. And, you know, I don't know if it's actually helped him or not.
No.
Well, no, I would argue it's hurt. Oh, the real country heads are like, hell yeah. Well, more Shenandoah.
I'll say it's probably 58% no.
51.6% no.
Man, oh, wow. We're still running hot.
Yeah.
50-50.
Yeah.
Well, that means we got something.
Well, you built up a lot of trust with people with the gambler and then the Monday Night Football theme song.
Yep.
But yesterday we got...
We don't need that.
But for the country ads out there.
But the country.
Perfectly fine. I actually messed up, but I do have a good one that is along the lines of the gambler.
Okay.
And the Monday Night Football theme that you guys will like.
Okay, is that tomorrow?
Probably,
okay.
If I remember.
So before we get back to AJ Bonanza, I said we had some inside information
about
Jack. Because Jack loves to bring up these little things that happen in the hallway, or the little thing with you and your glasses, or the thing where you said the show doesn't start until your mic, until you speak into your mic.
Widely reported.
Yep. We heard a report yesterday that there was a caller who tried to get through about trading Bryce, and you screamed at this person and hung up on him.
This guy's a psychopath, though.
Well,
like he doesn't even make any sense. He should be in an insane asylum because he doesn't even say anything. He's like, he starts cursing, and he has I have a sign here in Northeast Philly that I hate Bryce Hart, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I tried to put him on the air because I think he's a crazy person.
Yeah. Well,
but
doesn't sound like you tried to put
him. Really
I never saw him on the
he
board.
He really starts insulting me and then hangs up, and then we just yell back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
Like, Justin should put the greatest hits of me in this.
No, we don't need to do that. Because if they actually hear what you're saying in there, you probably wouldn't be able to say it. So.
And now it's a game for me. Yes.
Yeah.
What's a game?
Yelling back and forth with him.
I want to talk to him.
I would like for him to hang on, but he's such a crazy person.
You didn't give him time.
That was the third time I've done it with him, and you happen to see
it. Oh, amazing. Third time. I still haven't talked to him.
But he won't hang on.
Okay.
He just does it, doesn't listen to me when I say stop calling, and then he just calls back. He keeps calling over and over. He's a psychopath.
Don't tell him to stop calling. Instead of making him wait, just put him right to the top of the board so I can talk
to
him.
All right, next time he calls.
Okay.
This is John in the Northeast.
Okay.
Next time the psychopath calls, we'll see how long he holds on when I put him at the top, okay?
All right. That means you got to get to him fast.
I'll interrupt anything.
By the way,
yeah,
I think we're having a ducking situation.
Oh, it's Johnny Airport not responding to your text
this
message.
This guy lives on his phone.
Yes.
He knows what he's doing.
Yes. Tags me in every tweet about the Sixers. Can't come on the show for 5 minutes and talk about his report. Man. Elliot stands up every time Elliot says anything. Yeah. We're like, get on the air. He's here. Johnny Airport ducking us.
215. I had a feeling that was going to happen.
215-592-9494. Emily, the teacher.
Hey.
You're on WIP. What's up, Emily?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, Em?
We're great.
Great. First, I want to say thank you to Spike publicly. He replaced my mace as promised that I was confiscated at the Sixers game, and I want to just make a public thank you and show my gratitude to you, Spike. You're a good guy. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you have three maces now, so even if one gets confiscated, you're fine. All right. Yep.
Yeah, I can get one confiscated now.
Yep.
All right. And that day, so many awesome people reaching out to me on Twitter. Hey, talk to this guy that you were sending me. It's just awesome. The camaraderie and sports community y'all have built here, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Mr. Ike, I have a question for you in terms of this AJ thing. First of all, I think AJ is so wrapped up in his own thoughts. I mean, he's very outspoken about having mental health issues in the past and, you know, always wearing those sweatshirts, check on your teammates, stuff like that. I have to assume that he, you know, kept a lot bottled up inside before he became so outspoken about that. And so I think he gets wrapped up in his own thoughts. I think he has a problem seeing beyond the here and now. And then he's also impulsive. And I think that's what leads to the cryptic tweets and everything. But at least he is expressing himself, not making excuses, not picking sides. But at least he is expressing himself now because he can, whereas in the past maybe he couldn't. But I do have a question because it seems like he just does not care about optics at all. His responses with the media is not calculated like Jalen's and other players. So, like, when you become a professional player – and you're expected and required to, you know, have these media events and talk to the media and have these discussions. Are you guys put through any type of training or workshop or do's or don'ts for carrying yourself, you know, as representing the team when you're talking to the media?
Sure. You get that stuff coming out of college. A lot of these guys go to major colleges, and with today in social media, I'm pretty sure there are seminars, there are classes available to you on how you should handle the media. I know the Eagles do a great job of trying to inform rookies when they come in and new players when they come to town about being able to navigate the Philadelphia media, because media here isn't the same as media everywhere else. And so we're going to comb through every quote and audio, video, everything. That's what we do here. And AJ's been here long enough to know these things. I think AJ actually chooses to be public with some of the things he wants to be public with when he feels like it's time for me to do it. And what I mean by that is that when he wants to get a message out there, he has no problem with telling you he'll get the message out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has no problem with telling everybody. He'll hold everybody accountable. That's what I do. He had no problem calling our show a couple years ago and professing that I challenge the bully. You guys are like bullies in the media. I ain't afraid of the bully. I'll attack the media. I'll attack the bully. These are things that
that's the impulsivity I'm kind of talking about.
Yeah.
You know, he's quick to react and not really to think ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, Emily, the other thing he has is he is surrounded by a PR staff that will, if he allows them to, will tell him basically what he's going to be asked. And if he needs any help constructing a response, they are
that's
there.
What they do.
They
yes.
are there for that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and he feels so wrapped. Like he doesn't have the wherewithal to reach out for help when maybe he know. Like he didn't think twice about reading a book on the sideline as a professional player. Like he just doesn't think things through. Anyway, I'm not. I don't know what he said, right and wrong, but I mm-hmm. think. He thinks the problem was with the whole entire like scheme of the offense, like the whole thing, not Jalen, not other wide receivers, not nothing. I like, correct me if I'm wrong. Do we have a huge amount of like time of possession in the league? Are the Eagles? Do we have like one of the most amounts of time of possession in the league?
So I would guess this year it's not very high.
A lot of three and outs this year.
Yeah, they lead the league in three and out percentage this year. So they're a kind of a confounding team in that they have I think they have the most three and outs of any football team since 2014. So it's
hard when we do go on drives, they're usually like long and sustaining. No, I feel like Nick Sirianni wants to or KP, whoever, wants to just, like, soak the clock, like, rest the D, like, that's why we run it on 3rd and 14 so we can, run that clock and then take even more clock while we're running our punk guy out there.
So
I don't know.
The Eagles are 14th in the league in time of possession. They're
okay,
right,
not bad.
They're right ahead of the Giants.
All right, yeah. Whatever. I also, last point, I want to just take a step back. I always like to find the silver lining and things, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt like I do with Fritz all the time. And I had to get a dig in.
Every call.
Hi, Fritz. Here's the silver lining I'm saying. Let's take a step back as a city, as Philadelphia sports fan, and just realize what a luxury it is to have teams with the Sixers and one of the best centers to ever play basketball, former MVP, on our team, but he's sitting and we're winning, or playing little and we're winning. What a luxury it is to have one of the top elite wide receivers in the whole NFL on our team, and we're not running the offense through him, and sometimes he's sitting and we're winning. Like, what a luxury is that we get to have these conversations?
Using one of the top receivers in the league. I don't know if you noticed. Number six on the other side, he's establishing himself as one of the top wide receivers in the league.
Our roster on paper is a blueprint for explosive play after explosive play if we want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway,
all right.
I'm just going to take a step back and be grateful that we have winning teams, even with this.
Yeah, Emily? And you know what that says to me? That says to me that winning is the most important thing to you.
To the city.
That's right. It's amazing.
In this city? Yes. Thank you for the call, Emily.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In this city?
It's amazing how many people have decided winning isn't the most important thing.
Not me and Spike.
Wow.
We're late converts. It's day five of Jalen's sobriety.
I'm just saying it's amazing how many people don't think that's the top priority.
Unbelievable, right?
Yep.
I didn't say anybody.
Wow. Yeah, no, we get it. Wow. You made your point clear. Yep. We're all on the same page. Yep.
Yeah, Buffalo's number two in time of possession.
Okay.
Well, they're fraudulent this year.
They might be. Yeah. They might be because their defense isn't that good.
Yeah. Yeah. And Josh isn't playing that well.
He is not. 215-592-9494. Get your calls right after we tell you about National Appliance Warehouse and the Black Friday mega sale.
The Black Friday mega sale.
Mega sale.
I mean, you get excited when you even say it. It's like, but Black Friday's not even, it's weeks away.
I'm so excited about the Black Friday mega sale, I might add a second and third fridge in my kitchen.
Just so many fridges. Yeah. With all the Wi-Fi.
From National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah. So listen, you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse. You're probably curious, like, should I really go? When's the right time to go? Right now's the right time to get to National Appliance Warehouse because you can save up to 40% on over 100 brands, including Whirlpool Appliances. Whirlpool Appliances, Sub-Zero, Cove, Wolf, whatever you could possibly need appliance-wise, National Appliance Warehouse has for you. Obviously, they have Price Assure, piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse. Instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, so you're saving money there, and of course, tax-free Delaware. So, Black Friday mega sale underway right now. So you're going to get the right appliance, again, over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom. You're going to get a great price, but on top of that, an industry-leading service team there to take care of you. Installation, delivery, the whole nine yards at National Appliance Warehouse. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
We haven't played Jalen's responses to the AJ questions.
I was just looking at some of those.
Jack, do we have them ready to rock? Is the question in there? So I don't have to set it up.
No, but the first one's just about his thoughts on AJ's comments.
Okay.
Well, we've got the Detroit Lions, so I'm gonna definitely put a halt to that. I think the more we drive that, the more of a distraction it becomes. And I think ultimately it's about the group. And so things have been what they've been, and they are where they are. You know, we are who we are as a team. We're all we got, and we're all we need. And so in terms of who we have this week, we got a really good opponent coming into town, a team that is, if I can only imagine, has been waiting on the opportunity to play us, given history and given how good they've been. Been a great team, great organization, great coach, and great culture. And so my energy, my focus is purely focused on trying to be the best that I can be this week, trying to lead this offense in a way that we need to be led and be the leader I need to be in this time. Mm. So we've got the Detroit Lions.
So my question is, when he said, I'm going to put a stop to that, did he
mean halt?
Yeah, halt.
Yeah.
Did he mean I'm going to put a halt to him making the comments, or did he mean I'm going to put a halt to the conversation about it in this press conference?
I took it as he meant he's putting a halt to that conversation.
Okay. All right.
He's putting a stop to the conversation because he says the more we talk about that and the more we drive that, he said something to the effect it becomes a bigger distraction.
Sure.
So I locked in on that specific line or two for everyone who wants to keep telling me this isn't a distraction.
He's
telling you it. You're asking me about AJ's comments. I want to focus on the Detroit Lions. We got a good football team coming up here Sunday that's going to be looking to kick our butt on national TV.
Right. He said
that's what he said.
Yeah.
Those are his words.
He said
it's essentially a distraction.
Yes. So then they asked Jalen about the idea of getting A.J. Brown the ball more. Here's what he said.
Now, where do you stand in terms of getting him more involved?
I know you got to ask those questions, and I have a lot of respect for that. My focus always gears back to what the group is doing and what the collective is. A.J. plays a pivotal role in what we've been and what we've done, and so we just have to continue to grow with that every day. I know he's talked about having a growth mindset, and embracing that. And so we just need that mentality as we go throughout this season and try and get to where we're trying to go.
You know, I'm not a Jalen guy.
Come on, I had to move you right there.
But that's how you answer those questions. Because not only does it not start a fire.
He's not adding to it.
He's not adding to it.
Yep.
He is also, without giving too much, he is sending messages. There's one into AJ there. Mm-hmm. He says essentially, if I wanted to say it, here's how I would say it. Well, he says he's about a growth mindset. I hope he is.
Yeah.
Which is, that's the way that I'm saying it, not the way that he's saying it, but it's the same words.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, yep. I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, and I think his response to this stuff is important. We get that AJ is frustrated. I mean, the problem with AJ's frustration for someone like myself is that I don't know what's that line of demarcation that's going to make him happy. What is it? How many targets do you need to get? Two touchdowns and over 100 yards, and you still weren't happy.
Right.
So, like, what are we talking about? You don't know. It's like somebody trying to please you, and you can't be pleased. You can't be pleased. And if you expect to get 10 to 12 targets every game, is that a rational way to think when you know y'all don't throw the ball as often? You got Devontae, you got Dallas Goedert, you got Saquon, you can throw the ball out of the backfield. Like, some of this stuff has to be realistic expectations. And that's sort of where I've landed on this whole thing. And that's why I get frustrated with all of this, is because we're expecting it's one thing to talk about this in the offseason and say we hope this is what they're going to be, but we see what they are.
Yeah, we're 9 games
into
the season.
Yeah, we're 9 games in, so now all of a sudden, would you expect us to be the Cincinnati Bengals? That's not what they do. It's not what Jalen does best. Do you want him turning the ball over? Right? Like, do we want him turning the ball over more and then where it costs us games? So he's trying to do the best he can. They want to get better. They all know that it hasn't been good enough. I just don't know what that looks like. What does good enough for AJ look like?
Well,
it's clearly not winning. It wasn't even winning a Super Bowl. His words after winning the Super Bowl was that, this ain't really do for me what I thought it was going to do for me. I like dominating my individual player. Those are AJ's words, unprompted. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
It wasn't a media question. It wasn't any of that. That was him putting it on Instagram that's how he felt.
I just think there isn't. At this point, I don't think there is.
And you know what, Spike? Yeah. Guess what? I think the Eagles realize that too. That's why they're not changing.
They're not forcing
what
it anymore.
They do.
Right. Because we're never going to make them happy.
Exactly.
Right.
The Eagles feel the same way as a coaching staff. They could easily say, we're going to dial up the first 10 or 15 plays for AJ so we make sure we get him all his touches. They're saying we're going to do what we think is best for us to win football games. And if the ball goes his way for this matchup, then great. If it doesn't and we win, so be it. Smitty had a great day. Dallas may have had a great day. Saquon may have run for a buck 50. We know that only happened once. But my point is that they aren't going to cater the offense to AJ.
You know what it reminds me of? And I'm not comparing the players. I'm just comparing the situation.
Yeah.
When Topper was like, I'm going to platoon Castellanos.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. I'm trying to win a World Series. You're going to you're going to say this
That's a good comparison, Spike.
And you know what? I'm going to do what I have to do. And if you want to blow yourself up, if you want to be the one that looks like a jerk, have at it.
Yeah.
But when you get in there, you're going to have to play. You're under contract, whatever.
Yep.
And you know, I'm going to do what's best for the baseball team. And this is not the case that was happening, because earlier in the year, I think they were trying to force the ball to AJ.
The Rams, the Bucks game, yeah. You could tell that they came out in the second half of a game and tried to get AJ the ball.
Yeah, and I think they just said, like Topper said, I'm going to play Max Kepler. I don't care. And it was after Castellanos clearly showed, I think, I care more about me than I do about us. Then Topper said, okay, well, then I care about us, and I'm going to make decisions based on us. And I think that's
look how that's ending, by the way.
Well, yeah. I mean, it'll end the same. I mean, AJ's not going to be on the team next year. Yeah. Everybody thinks AJ's going to be on the team and the next year's crazy. There's no way. They're going to do this again? There's no way.
Because they're not going to change what they're doing. So then he can't be happy if nothing is ever going to really change.
Well, and Sirianni was defiant about it the other day, talking about it. He's like, we've won a lot of football games doing it this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got to be honest with him. I'm on that side of things. Do what you've been doing to win football games.
You have to be.
That's the side of things I'm on.
We're a win's a win show.
Yep. Always been.
Listen,
that way.
Late adapters, hands up.
Yeah,
hands up. But late adapters.
Listen, since the glasses, you're on the wrong side.
Hold on.
I'm just letting you know.
Let me see if you're in my top five.
Yeah, what's coming up in the top five or five, Jack?
Funniest things from our talk with Plymouth White Marsh High School.
Okay. So we spoke to the...
How can I not be in the top five?
No, you're on it. Yeah.
We spoke to the Plymouth White Marsh High School sports debate club today. 45 kids in jerseys came in learning how to spit takes.
Sure.
Yeah, so that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.